Red Sox looking to snap out of a four-game skid. Rafael Devers, the club's top prospect, made his Major League debut on Tuesday night. He was hitless. He comes through with a big hit in the third against Andrew Moore.
The pitch. Swinging a lift out to center field. Heredia picking up some speed. He is out of the warning track. He is at the wall. It is gone. Rafael Devers, his first Major League hit, coming in his second big league start. And it is a straightaway center field home run. Pretty unforgettable moment for one of the top prospects in the game. He has given the Red Sox a 2-0 lead.
What a thrill for that kid. Red Sox not getting much production from that third base spot all season long, and he hit 20 home runs down to the minor leagues, 18 at Double-A Portland, 2 at Triple-A Pawtucket, and now his first Major League hit. A home run here. It's Safeco Field, a straightaway center field, number one in the big leagues, including Grand Ridge and Issaquah, the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball deep to right field. Haniger going back to the warning track, to the wall, leaps up. Goodbye, baseball. Sandy Leon with a two-run home run for Boston here in the top of the fourth inning. His sixth home run of the year has given the Red Sox a 4-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning. Second home run for Boston. Rafael Devers with his first Major League home run in the third. Leon with a two-run shot here in the fourth. 4-0 Red Sox.
99, 2000, and then 01. The 1-2, strike three call. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, upper inside corner. Cruz is having a genteel conversation with the home plate umpire, Paul Maurer, but that was a strike. Not by much, but it was a strike. The next offering, strike three called, inside corner, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And a pitch that was a little bit tight. Haniger's got a beef, and for good reason, as he's barking back and forth. Scott Service might be chiming in a little bit as well from the dugout, having a chat with Paul Maurer, today's home plate umpire. We have seen some very borderline called strikes, strike three against the Mariners today. And to Nauert's credit, and Sales as well, they have been strikes. This time, not the case. The 2-2. Swing and a tick foul right back to the glove of Leonen. Leon, a 91-mile-an-hour slider. 11 strikeouts over 7 scoreless innings spun by Chris Sale. Likely, hopefully, done for the day. We go to the 8th. Red Sox leading 4-0.
The Red Sox win it 4-0. They avoid the sweep, and they go 2-4 on their West Coast trip. Devers is the youngest Red Sox to homer since Tony Conigliaro in 1965. Sale, 7 scoreless frames, 3 hits, 11 strikeouts. He has 9 or more strikeouts in all of his 11 road starts this year. That's the longest such streak since 1913. The Mariners fall back under 500 with the loss, but they did take 2 of 3 from the first-place Red Sox, and Scott Service spoke after the game.
Yeah, no, after a long, crazy game last night, matched up against Sale today, we knew that was going to be a tight game, trying to keep it as tight as we can and hopefully get a chance to get on him late. But, he's the reason he's been probably the most dominant starter in the American League this year, and then we saw it today. I think, mixing in, the slider, the changeups, locating the fastball. We created a couple opportunities at the leadoff double by Segura in that inning might get us going, but he just, dialed it up another notch after that and struck out 3 guys there. But, the goal coming in here was to win the series. We did accomplish that, which is great. Obviously, it's a first-place club over there, which we're trying to move up the standing. So it was important to have a good series. I thought we did play well. We just got shut down today. Andrew Moore, the home run ball continues to get him a little bit. I think after the 2-run homer to Leon, the mistake he made there with the curveball, he settled in and get the next 10 guys out or get one hit and got a double play ball, from there. But, he's learning. Certainly like his competitiveness and how he goes about it. He just, didn't have that pitch to finish him today, and, the home run ball got him. So, day off, probably need it here with kind of the pitching and the bullpen. We've used it the last couple days, but, we'll get back after it against the Mets on the weekend, and that's a big series as well.
You mentioned the finishing pitch for Moore. Does he have that in his repertoire?
I think it's a combination of all his pitches. I think the breaking ball is the one that's been inconsistent. He'll throw some good ones, and then he left the ball, up to Leon for the 2-run homer. That's been the one that's been inconsistent. It's pretty much fastball changeup have always been his pitches. But, having the third pitch, certainly trying to get through a lineup a third time is really, really important. And, he's learning. He's a young pitcher at this level, and you make mistakes up in the zone, and, it usually doesn't end up as a good result. So, again, he's competitive. He's a smart kid. He'll continue to work his tail off and continue to get better.
Up next, the Mariners' homestand continues with interleague play as the Mets visit on Friday. Ariel Miranda versus Rafael Montero on the Hill.